So, but then again, as you get farther along, then you're back into, again, feeling less depressed, but still almost 20%. So in other words, still, of those who are have a fully committed development with Christ, still almost 1 out of 5 of them are statistically, clinically depressed. So the other thing that I thought was interesting, again, that was statistically significant was, and again, not high out of one, that's only 0.1, right? But when there is an external pressure, when you're feeling forced to participate in religious behaviors, it is more, you are more likely to feel stressed, more likely to feel anxious, more likely to be depressed. If you are only sharing your faith because you think you're supposed to, or you're only praying because you don't want God to be mad at you, or you're only attending church because, again, you don't want to disappoint people, you are more likely to then experience those things. So now I'm going to move on to substance use. So as I said, I have to be careful about sharing this at the GC, but as I said, I did get permission to share this because I want you to actually be aware that, yes, our Adventist young people, our Andrews, our Adventist colleges are using alcohol. So this is the rates. This is last year. So when we, but I also want you to notice the trends. So it actually, alcohol use in the last year, so this is those who've used at least once, has actually been going down slightly. So remember, we do this about every 5 years or so. So it's going down slightly. Now, some people ask, is this really accurate? Because you wonder, how honest are people really being? Well, apparently they'd be lying at about the same rate every time. And also, as you see, it's going down nationally in the United States. Alcohol use is going down. But do you notice, and then cigarette smoking, tobacco, also is going down. It's half of what it used to be, but again, national trends also. Look what's going on with marijuana. More than doubled. So again, also a national trend. So either, as I said, they're lying at the same rate, or they're somehow magically following national trends. We really, really honestly believe that these are actually pretty accurate rates for us to be aware of. And of course, those of you who attended Adventist colleges, wherever you went to college, even around the world, you probably know stories of people that, and maybe even you did use alcohol. So, and I'll actually unpack that for you to help you better understand what's going on with that. So when it comes to substance use, there are some positive things about religiosity in that if you share your faith because God's important to you, so again, you have that personal relationship, you are less likely to use alcohol, but that not really less likely to use marijuana. But if you share your faith because you feel bad if you didn't, in other words, you really want to, this is something that's important to you, less likely to use alcohol and even slightly less likely to use marijuana. And when it comes to a religious, there's all sorts of religious behaviors we ask about. So when you think about our health message and teaching temperance and not using these substances, that really makes a difference because if you are doing these Adventist activities of going to church, reading the Bible, you are less likely to be using substances. So that health message has definitely come across to our Adventist young people. And then also, if you believe body is a temple of the Lord, so in other words, we are to take care of our body, and if you believe the SDA church is the true church and the SDA church is the church you're going to remain in. So again, when you're an Adventist, you aren't drinking alcohol. There's those two things, they have gotten that message. But, and also when you look at actually, so yes, a vast majority of those who participate in the survey and a vast majority of undergraduate students at Andrews University are Adventist. But when you actually break it down by religion, actually, so remember it was 30% had used in the last year. When you actually look at the Adventist young people, it's actually only 14%. These are those who identify as Seventh-day Adventists. Only 14% have actually used alcohol in the last year. So again, being and participating in the Adventist church is definitely protective when it comes to alcohol use. Because you see the other other Christians, it's 50%. But the other interesting thing is other religions that also teach alcohol abstinence also have similar rates as our Adventist young people. So in order to better understand the survey, because remember we've been doing this every year since 1990, we're trying to understand, well, what more is there to this, especially the mental health, which we are concerned about. Now that mental health, those rates are actually pretty similar to the nation. Even around the world, there are increasing rates of mental health challenges for our young people, and so we wanted to better understand that. So we actually did some follow-up focus groups. So this is something that I did last year. I had a graduate assistant who is from Ethiopia, not an Adventist, so you actually often want to have someone else who helps you with analyzing the results. Because what we did is we met with these groups 5 different times and fairly small, and actually it was a room similar to this, though smaller, less people. I fed them pizza, gave them $20 each, and so that's why I needed the funding for from the Office of Archives, Statistics, and Research to help fund and the participants to help us understand what's really going on. And you see we had a good ethnic breakdown, which is similar. Andrews University is a very ethnically diverse. So I really almost see that Andrews University is kind of representative of our global Adventist young people. So we asked them about substance use. So when it comes to qualitative research, we're looking for themes. What are things that we keep hearing over and over? I'm not going to give you statistics. What are things that we're hearing? And again, my graduate assistant also agrees with me when I'm sharing you this with you. That, yeah, they are doing it, and they say it's happening more than you think because, again, the church sets a standard, and so what happens is they're maybe doing it behind the scenes. So, again, the rates are still fairly low, but they all know one person. They know the stories of people who they had to come and drag them from the car and put them to bed because they had passed out from drinking too much. They had those stories to share. So, and they said, actually, what's going on is, you know, especially in America, there's this idea of, well, you go to college, you drink, you party, you have fun. That's kind of that cultural influence. So their Adventist standards are this. The world says this. And so that's some of the conflict and struggles that they have. And so they say they do it to cope with stress or maybe just escape emotional distress or just have fun. And so, but they said, kind of depends on your peer group. So if your friends are doing it, it's not like you're going to stay in the dorm and say, no, I'm not going to go with you. They said, if your friends are doing it, you're going to do it. It's not like they pressure you to do it. It's just you don't want to miss out on the activities that they're doing. And they also says that, especially when it comes to stimulants, so I'm not talking about alcohol, I asked about substance use in general. They said also can help, especially the stimulants, Adderall, caffeine, can help with their college success. So here's an actual quote. Now, realize spoken language does not have very good grammar, but this is literal quotes from what they said, so hopefully you can get the gist of what this person was saying. So I think one thing is, although we're Adventists, we also, like, we're 18 or 20-something, and generally people associate college with fun. A lot of the idea of college is like drinking and getting drunk, all this recreational activities. Some people want to experiment. Some people, they are not necessarily set in their faith. This is like the thing they can't do. It's just like the ideal picture of college. So the focus group, these are only Adventist young people that are 18 to 25. So I actually wanted to understand the Adventist perspective. So they said, you know what, we're also still young and we haven't really bought into this faith thing. So we also just want to experiment and actually see what it's like out there. So physical health. So it's funny, when they think of physical health, because I asked, what do the Andrews University students perceive or think about physical health? They talked about the gym. They associate physical health with going to the gym. And actually, the dorms each have their own gym. And actually, Andrews University is going to have its own huge gym pretty soon that they're actually setting up. So that's actually pretty cool. And they know it's important. They should take care of themselves. But you know what? They're also young. And I have an 18-year-old, and he doesn't exercise regularly, and he's still slim and still feels fit. They're like, yeah, you know, it can wait. It's not really all that important. And they said it's really kind of hard to fit in because they're so busy with so many other things. They also said it also depends on your peer group again. If your friends are working out, you're more likely to work out. If you're not, and you're not going to go to the gym by yourself, again, especially if so many other things going on. So here's a quote that kind of summarizes what they're trying to say. So I think the majority of us kind of almost like think it's impossible because we are like drowned with work or school stuff and we just have this and that. We also want to be socially active. So it's kind of like, well, like at least the working out part or like taking care of ourselves properly kind of gets pushed down to the bottom sometimes. So again, they know it's important, but there's so many other things they have to do. They just don't have the time, and they're like, you know what, that can wait, because again, they're young, and they think it's not that important. So mental health, so remember, this is stuff that we were trying to understand. Now, Andrews University has something called the Counseling and Testing Center, so they actually have a counseling center, and they're very active on campus. In fact, they're very happy to hear that the focus groups, all of them said, we know where to go. They talk about, you know, stuff all the time. In fact, they do a screening with every student that comes. And so they're aware that there's an issue, but you know what? There's still the stigma of admitting there's a problem and not really wanting to go get help. So the quote is, this is my sophomore year, so it's something that I guess students just take for granted, that they just expect you to go to class, be okay with everything that happens, and there's a lot of drama that happens in college, a lot more than what I would have liked to happen in college, but you have to be able to nonetheless. So from personal experience that I should have gone and talked to a counselor just for my own mental health, and because of like the student persona of like, oh, you don't need to do that. You'll be okay. You'll work through it. I didn't, and I should have. I mean, I think all of us maybe have had periods like that, and we didn't get help. So I asked them, so what's really stopping you guys from being more healthy? So there's stress. There's stress from school. They're having a hard time balancing everything because social media is the other issue. So, you know, when you're in college, you probably had a hard time balancing all these things, but now they have social media to keep track of. It's another responsibility that they're having to manage. So, and they admit they're not making good choices, and they said the gym isn't open really when they want to, and they're just not happy about life. So they're not really happy about going to college. They're not necessarily happy with what they're choosing to do, but they're feeling forced to go and do something. And they're kind of doubting about what their future is going to be. So there's a lot of dissatisfaction and discouragement. So the quote is, I mean, school really pushes the health message, and so they offer healthier food choices in the cafe. I feel a lot of people like take advantage of that, and having the gym in the guys' dorm as well as the girls' dorm that people can access in certain times of day really allows students to go and use them and exercise, but I feel like a lot of college students just don't. Just with time, being overwhelmed, it's just easier to just sit in your dorm room, watch television, and just let it all go away. They almost want to just escape into away from their pressure. So I asked, what role does religion play? So they said, religion sets a standard. So yes, the health message is very clear and even helps them resist temptation because they're like, I'm an Adventist, I don't do that, we don't do that. But if you haven't bought into those standards, you feel guilty. Now remember, guilt isn't a bad thing, but too much guilt, it can lead to issues, or you can just rebel. And it's like, nope, I'm not gonna do that, and I'm gonna go party and have my fun. So the quote is, I think church tends to shame people into doing things a lot of the times. It's not just that they do it because it's good for you. It's more do it because you aren't doing good if you don't do it. You aren't going down the right path and you're bad because of it. I think there's a lot of things that should be approached differently from a religious aspect. Instead of shaming someone to doing it, just encourage them to live a godly life, a Christian life, whatever. So this is their recommendations. They're feeling isolated and controlled. This is kind of the issue. You know, our Adventist colleges are out in the country. That's great, but they want to be able to get off campus. They want to have other food options. They also feel like they're being controlled and treated like children. The curfew, mandatory chapels, again, only being able to eat on campus. They want more freedom. And they also want to know about alcohol. You know, again, if they're interested in doing it, they want to know, well, what is too much, because they're passing out and dangerously getting drunk. So a quote would be, I have had many conversations about the mandatory chapels with a lot of people, and a lot of people think that making it mandatory ruins the whole point as to why people choose to come to an Adventist school. We have the opportunity to worship and be with other people like you, but when you're forced, when I have a paper to write or have a test to study for, but when you're forced to be there, you're just going to sit there on your laptop, or some people are asleep. It just kind of ruins this worship experience. For those who are there to worship, it ruins the point of being able to worship when you have to go. So back to the survey. So in summary, alcohol is down a little bit, but marijuana is more than double. Depression and anxiety are increasing nationally amongst our young people as well around the world. And religiosity is helpful, but also somewhat of a risk factor depending on how you look at it. So in summary for the focus group, it's challenging being in college. Remember those times? It's maybe even more challenging now. So there's some cultural, in other words, American culture is like a party, have fun, and also they think, hey, I'm young, I can get away with it. But what we want to do is approach our young people differently, give them more freedom, give them the support, help them figure out how to find balance, how to say no to social media, and then also be more open about mental health, make it less of a stigma, admit, you know what, I understand what you're going through, and let me help you and support you as opposed to pressure and set those expectations. So that's the end of my presentation. Thank you very much. And I think we'll have questions at the end.